If you can just walk us through the steps regionally, TVA obviously super encompassing seven states, Pinerol Electric, nine counties, is that right?
Yeah, Pinerol Electric serves parts of nine counties. We have about 55,000 members out there as a rural cooperative. We're member owned. And so, that includes residential and industrial customers as well. So we do have a large service territory. We have approximately 5,000 miles of electrical lines in our service territory that we have to maintain and keep up. So it's,
and you said during last Christmas, that last holiday season, right as we got into, you know, the holidays and moving into 2023, that you guys had gotten to step roughly 50 of the curtailing plan, so to speak?
Yes. PVA has an emergency alert curtailment plan that when they start seeing issues with the capacity of the system, then they have to start doing things to reduce the demand, right? And so obviously when it never had gone to step 50 before in 90 years. So, yeah.
Was it actually step 50? I'm trying to think of how many pages of the book there probably were. Was it actually like the 50th step?
Well, I'm not sure exactly how it breaks down as far as TVA is concerned, but as far as an LPC is concerned, they contact us, obviously, but when it gets to step 40, then we start contacting industrial customers and things like that. But when it gets to step 50, that's when they ask us to even do rolling blackouts. And we did. We did our part, and our members certainly were understanding. It was the first time in the history of TVA that it had ever been called. And they were very short, limited blackouts. You know, we were asking people to do 15-minute blackouts and 30-minute blackouts, and we were able to spread those out throughout our whole territory. So it was, it wasn't that impactful, but it was certainly something that made people aware that, hey, you know, this is something new. And in fact, what's been odd is that even last summer, every time that the demand would get high, like in the summertime, if the heat was really bad, I would get phone calls and go, are y'all going to have blackouts? And we go, probably not. You know, it only happened once in 90 years. So TVA is a fantastic generation provider for us, and they have lots of great programs for people to be able to save energy and programs that are helpful to do that. So like Adam said, a good resource is to go to energyright.com and look at ways that you can, in your own personal home, you can do things to help reduce the energy.
Get out where I was going to ask something.
Go ahead.
Pinerol feels pretty confident these steps TVA has taken so far this upcoming winter.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, typically with an LPC like us, a rural cooperative, the things that we have to look out for winter weather is right-of-ways, because of ice storms and that sort of thing. So we always prepare for winter by making sure our right-of-ways are cleared up, because when you get ice on the limbs and they fall on the lines, and that causes a lot of outages. Of course, you never know. Just last weekend, we had a tornado that came through Clarksville. It came up through part of our territory. We had a lot of people out of, we had about 2,500 people out of power. We were able to get them back on pretty quickly. But I will say that during Winter Storm Elliott, it actually affected more of our members than the ice storm of 09 did, as far as the number of members that was out. But we were able to get everybody back on in less than 5 days. So it was quite a feat, So we have lots of people that we can rely on, contractors that we can call in from different places. So, with the extreme weathers that we've had lately, with, the tornado of December 10th 2 years ago was another, obviously contributing factor to how you have to really get with it and help people get back into their availability to turn the lights on, we're as a society, we're pretty spoiled that we can just go over and flip a switch on a wall and expect it to always be there. So, Pinerol Electric with the help of TVA, we feel pretty confident that we provided reliable power.
I was just fixing to ask. I mean, I know that we've all experienced how difficult the weather has been. It feels like 3 years in a row now. There have been struggle after struggle after struggle. It's been a winter storm. It's been major tornadoes. Even most recently, another bout with tornadoes in early December.
Right.
For lack of a better way of asking this, do you feel like Pinerol Electric is battle-tested at this point over the last 3 years?
Absolutely. It takes a lot of effort to when those types of things happen. It's a collective effort, you know, of having contractors. We had contractors come in from Oklahoma and Texas and everywhere else. And so we rely on that kind of help. We, you know, as a cooperative, we only have about 110 employees, and that includes office help and everything else. So when things go south, we have to rely on contractors to help us. But we typically kind of know what to do, you know, but to be able to feed them and house them and get the supplies in and everything else. We were very fortunate during that time in that we had quite a large supply of everything, whether it was poles or wires or transformers or whatever. So, you know, it's just a collective effort, and we feel like that we've been through the battles before, so we kind of know how to do it. But like I said, TVA is a great partner with us, and certainly we rely on them.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You.
I appreciate it.